As Australia braces for another wave of COVID-19 infections, some epidemiologists say health authorities should consider approving a fourth booster shot for the entire adult population. Pfizer and Moderna are both working on vaccines designed to protect against the Omicron variant, but they're not expected to be available for months. State and federal governments are continuing to relax COVID measures, with unvaccinated foreign visitors allowed back into the country from Wednesday. Professor Sharon Lewin is the director of the Doherty Institute. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Hamish. Good morning.
Let's start with this. Australia is seeing a new wave of Omicron variants spread across the country. They've come with an uptick in hospitalisations. How concerned do we need to be, in your view, right now?
Well, as we head into winter and seeing these numbers, it is concerning. Numbers are going up and also hospitalisations are going up. We need to make sure that we can prevent those hospitalisations and deaths as we head into winter.
It's always been, though, a question about being able to manage. Can the system manage at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we're hearing hospitals, of course, are overworked on multiple levels and, you know, clinical staff are exhausted after 2 years of COVID, but yes, people are managing. We obviously have many interventions to stop people going to hospital. The most important is for people to get their booster dose. So only 70% of Australians have had their third dose, and we're hearing that the majority of deaths, at least in Victoria, are happening in people who haven't even received their third dose. So that's a really important message.
Yeah, so Australia has now seen 10,000 COVID-related deaths since January 2020. 8,000 of those were in the first half of this year. Have we taken our eyes off this and actually allowed this to get beyond us?
Well, the big shift, of course, at the beginning of this year was a shift in policy to live with COVID once over 80% of people were vaccinated. And at the time, we were hit with a brand new variant, Omicron, that was able to infect lots and lots of people and was far more infectious. Having said that, we have a number of tools that we've really got to make sure are working optimally. The first is booster doses and winter doses for people that are vulnerable, their fourth dose, which is currently recommended for population over 65, over 50 in Indigenous populations. Access to antivirals or having an antiviral plan if you're at risk of severe disease. And we also even have antivirals that can protect immunosuppressed people from becoming infected in addition to a vaccine. So we've got to use all of those tools to really have the biggest impact we can have on these hospitalisations and deaths.
Can you explain where the arguments lie in relation to whether a decision should be taken to give everyone a fourth shot or wait for these variant-specific doses to become available from the pharmaceutical manufacturers? What should we do? What's the right approach?
Yeah, so first of all, the main principle of the vaccine program now with Omicron is to prevent severe disease, because the vaccines are no longer as good at protecting against infection. Omicron's worked out a way to get around the vaccines, but the current vaccines are still very good to prevent hospitalisation and deaths. The question is, how much additional benefit do you get from a fourth dose? And we know that you get additional benefit, protection against hospitalisation and deaths, in the elderly and more immunosuppressed. In Australia, it's currently over 65s. Other countries are over 60. Now the question is, can we get even more benefit with an Omicron-specific vaccine, which both Moderna and Pfizer are making? We don't have the answer to that yet. The initial data looks good. Your immune response is better, but we don't know if there's better protection. I should just add...
Sorry, Professor Lewin, isn't the issue, though, the timeline in terms of getting whatever those new variant-specific vaccines are to us, given where we are now in terms of this, whatever the wave is that we're about to go through?
Exactly. These variant-specific vaccines are probably not going to be available until, you know, August or September, even in the US. So what's the benefit of a fourth dose for the general population? We just don't have enough evidence that it's really going to make a big difference. No other countries are giving fourth doses to entire population. They're all focused on people at highest risk of hospitalisation. While we actually only have 70% of people that have had third doses, the real focus should be on that. We know that's hugely beneficial. The fourth dose is just not enough evidence to say that giving it to everyone is really going to have a big impact on infections or hospitalizations.
In terms of the public health response to this and the discussion that is re-emerging around masks, I think it's fair to say probably everyone in the country has a view for or against masks. How difficult, though, is it for the officials that would be advising government on these decisions to manage the fact that there is all of this fatigue around it, that there is a very large rump of people that simply don't want to go down that path again? How difficult does it make to give the advice in that context?
Well, I think the officials are weighing up where do you get the biggest bang for your buck of the interventions that we can offer people. And so the first one is booster doses, the next one is using antivirals, and the third one is reducing the overall burden of infections, because infections on their own cause great disruption. And to reduce the burden of infections, we've got fewer tools, and masks is one of them. So you're right, people are fatigued, people don't want to, there's a reluctance to wear masks, but they are going to slow down infections, and we may need that extra intervention if infections still keep heading up in the direction we're seeing them go.
But should that decision be taken now, in your view?
I think government officials, state and federal, are weighing this up very carefully, because you want to really be sure that bringing something in like that's going to make a very big impact. In the meantime, people are strongly recommending wearing masks if you're in crowded places or if you're at all vulnerable. It's winter time, there's influenza, there's also COVID. And so the recommendation is still strongly recommended to wear them indoors, but they're not currently mandated.
Professor Sharon Lewin, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
That's the director of the Doherty
Stream
Institute.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.